This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 26, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. When you have enough egg on your face to make an omelet, it is a problem. We had some juxtaposed numbers for the date of the annual Chicago Conference on Futures and Derivatives. It will be held on September 29, 2021 from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time. We previously said the 13th annual conference was on September 13, 2021. Also, in my commentary about the rumor that the CME was buying the CBOE, there was a typo. The story said William Brodsky joined the CBOE in 1982, when in fact he joined the CME in 1982. Bill was the one to spot the error. My apologies for the errors. There are big changes happening at the site of the FIA International Conference in Boca Raton, Florida. Bloomberg has the story of how the Boca Resort and Club is being transformed into a Bahamas-style mega-resort, now to be named the Boca Raton. Across the pond, the Exchange Leaders Panel for IDX this year will feature some new faces and some returning ones. The Exchange Leader Panel features Stefan Buzna, CEO and Chairman of Euronext, Matthew Chamberlain, CEO of LME, Zubin Ramdershan, Head of Equity and Index Product Design at Eurex, Murray Roos, CEO of Capital Markets, London Stock Exchange Group, Derek Salmon, Senior Managing Director, Global Head of Commodities and Options Products, CME Group, and Bjorn Sibern, President, European Markets at NASDAQ, and Stuart Williams, President, ICE Futures Europe. By the way, if you're ordering new golf clubs for use at an upcoming conference, you better be prepared to wait for them. Bloomberg is reporting supply chain shortages force golfers to wait months for new clubs. It is taking up to 12 weeks for new clubs to arrive. The governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, is expected today to announce a statewide mandate for people age 2 and above in indoor locations, the Chicago Tribune reported. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler, via his Twitter account, @GaryGensler, remembered the ratification of the 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution 101 years ago. He said, "As we celebrate the courageous women who fought and continue fighting to protect women's rights, we also remember the struggle for gender equality and equal opportunity continues." Spoken like a man who loves his daughters. The NFA submitted the following rule submission letters to the CFTC. August 23, 2021, proposed amendments to NFA's interpretive notice, registration requirements, branch offices. Also, August 23, 2021, proposed amendments to NFA financial requirements section 10 to impose late fee for certain swap dealer filings and proposed interpretive notice entitled financial requirements section 17 initial margin model ongoing monitoring reports. Peter Malmont is now the chief executive officer of IG US, part of IG Group Holdings. I'm working on a page in Markets Wiki on the new concept of shadow trading. In a recent case, the SEC charged an executive with insider trading for using positive news for his company that he believed would also help the stock price of a competitor. The executive bought call options on the competitor's stock based on that information. Buying a related or correlated company stock based on insider information about your own company is shadow trading, a form of insider trading. My family plays a car game when we are all traveling together. Different cars have different values, though many of them are no longer in production. You instantly win the game if you see the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, and Dad loses, in more ways than one, if anyone sees a police car with its lights on. Well, now Chicagoans can get a lift in the Wienermobile. The Chicago Tribune is reporting passengers who request a Lyft XL in Chicago next Wednesday through Friday may be surprised with a free Wienermobile pickup by Oscar Mayer Hot Doggers. Talk about winning. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. I guess my feelings was wrong. The Federal Reserve's 2021 Economic Policy Symposium, Macroeconomic Policy in an Uneven Economy, is virtual this year. An in-person conference had been planned, then scrapped on Friday, August 27th. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's remarks will be live-streamed and available to the public at 9 a.m. Central Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time via the Kansas City Fed's YouTube channel. The meeting's full agenda will be published this evening, Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Kansas City Fed's website. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, Florida's getting its own Baja Mar-style mega-resort in Boca Raton. The 337-acre resort complex, previously known as the Boca Resort, is getting a total overhaul, and the rest is unlike anything else in the region, unless you include the Bahamas. On a Wednesday morning in late July, Daniel Hostetler looks out on his second-floor office window to watch the demolition of the Boca Raton Resort and Club's iconic porte cochere, an oval asphalt entryway with an Italianite fountain and soaring palm trees. Besides the breakers a few miles north in Palm Beach, the currently closed building is the closest thing South Florida has to a Grand Dame, although these days it's adorned with dump trucks and bricklayers rather than Aston Martins and Maseratis. The transformation is aimed at bringing more people in their 40s instead of their 60s to the resort. I was 40 when I first attended the FIA Boca Conference, and now I'm 60. Great. Here's a press release from Peak Six. From intern to software engineer and campus tech recruiter, Jumna Rabi on early career decision making. Jumna Rabi is helping the next generation of women in tech discover early career path successes. Jumna Rabi joined Peak Six in May 2020, right after graduating from Berkeley. And I do mean right after. She took her last exam and then boarded a plane for Chicago. A pandemic and work from home prevented her from being in the actual office as she expected, but it certainly hasn't dampened her curiosity, her drive, or her passion for helping other underrepresented tech and finance job seekers. Jumna, now a software engineer on the trading execution team, was a recent intern with Peak Six Technology Experience for Women. Now she finds herself often on the other side of the hiring table as a key player in supporting our campus recruiting team. My comment, Peak Six is one of the most interesting and innovative firms in our industry. I love what they are doing to recruit women to the markets. Here's a story from CNBC. Pediatric COVID hospitalizations surged to highest on record in U.S. as doctors brace for more. Children are now being hospitalized in record numbers across the United States, and doctors are warning that it could get worse as schools begin to reopen and swift-moving coronavirus Delta variant drives cases higher. New COVID hospital admissions for kids have reached their highest level since the U.S. started tracking pediatric cases about a year ago, peaking at about an average of 303 new admissions per day over the week ended August 22nd. Center for Disease Control and Prevention data shows. My comment, this is not just a number trending the wrong way. This is the number of children getting COVID-19 each day and being admitted to the hospital. Children are at risk because we adults can't get our shit together enough to stop this pandemic. We can all do better. Here's a story from the New York Times. The worst thing I can ever remember, how drought is crushing ranchers. North Dakotans can't grow enough feed for their cattle, so they're selling off the animals before they starve. Daryl Rice stood in a field of corn he'd planted in early June to be harvested in the fall and chopped up to feed the hundreds of cows and calves he raises in central North Dakota. It should be 6 or 7 or 8 feet tall, he said, looking down at the stunted plants at his feet. Their normally floppy leaves rolled tight against their stalks to conserve water in the summer heat. My comment, don't go west, young man. Don't go west. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. For the fourth time in the top three, ION Group's The Structured, The Nimble, and The Delegator, a tale of data from the BrokerTech migration to CME, was our most read story on Wednesday. Second was regulators scrutinize a Robinhood marketing ploy, free shares from the Wall Street Journal about Robinhood, which started trading on NASDAQ stock exchange on July 29th. Third was the press release, MySteel Singapore contracts with Trading Technologies to launch interdealer broker trading venue for metals futures from Business Wire. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.